are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I'd remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before us today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on any item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters: Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for comment, P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. So, apologies, if we have any. We have Anya and we have Cahill. Is there any others? And Councillor Tenley. Okay. Any declarations of interest? None. Okay. Number three then, the action sheet of the ERT Tourism Committee on for June. Have we a proposer and a seconder? Proposed Councillor Savage and second Terry, is it? Thank you. Go ahead, Terry.
Thanks very much, Chair. I know, I'm sorry I missed the July meeting, but...
We're not.
I know. Thanks very much.
There wasn't one on anyway.
I know, sorry, but in relation to the June meeting, I did raise concerns about the proposed removal of the Ballykilner hut from the museum in Down Patrick, and I see that in the action sheets this still is ongoing. I did ask for my concerns to be noted about this piece of history being dismantled and taken away, but I'm just wondering what progress is there, or any updates on exploring other options to preserve this hut for posterity. Thank you.
Andy, do you want to?
Yeah, Chair, I think just going back to the committee approval, approval was granted to remove the hut at the end of this summer season based on the condition of the and the deterioration of the hut, and that's what officers are working towards at the moment. So it won't be removed until the end of the summer, basically, but officers are content to bring back a report in terms of the process.
Yeah, I do hope that no efforts can be made, for it to be preserved, maybe working with other bodies or agencies. Thank you.
Just further to that, at Council, I think there was a proposal that we would work with an interested body who were keen to take the hut and re-establish it at another site, and we're open to that proposal, and we'll work through that as and when that interested party makes contact.
Okay, councillors, move on to item number four, and it's the notice of motion.
You're not letting me in, Mike.
I didn't even see you there. Nobody indicated. See you. Go ahead, Glenn.
No, I had it up there before the rest of them spoke there, but it not matters. It's on the same thing there as what Terry was on there. I did raise it at the last meeting, Connors. I didn't. I was waiting for Andy Patterson to come back to me there, but he didn't. He must have been away on holidays for a month. So... put it this way, I know there was a lady out with that particular group that I had requested, so I did, so I don't know anything more since. And what I would suggest, Connor, is that if you were giving it to another group, I would suggest that they dismantle it and don't let us waste any money on it. That's what I would suggest.
I think, to be fair, Glenn, if we get any sort of response to it, we'll work that out at the time.
Yeah, Terry wasn't at the last meeting to hear, so he wasn't, Thanks.
Yeah, don't take me. Move on then. Item number four then, the notice of motion, disposable barbecues. Willie, it's yourself.
Thanks, Chair. We already read the motion and full council. Okay. I suppose just to say the proposal is about promoting the responsible use of disposable barbecues and encouraging people to be mindful of their surroundings and the delicate environment we have in our three areas of Stanmore, Massey and Beauty. We're all aware of the wildfire situation right throughout the world, and the damage that irresponsible fires can have to increase the risk to both habitat, wildlife, and also humans also. I think we need to be aware of that also. I think the council officer's response covers all the aspects of the motion. Council should seek to develop an awareness programme in partnership with relevant stakeholders to highlight the potential harm that disposable barbecues can have on sensitive environment. So that covers it, and it's about, ultimately it's about an education programme also for users. And you find it absolutely unbelievable that people would light a disposable barbecue on top of a wooden picnic bench and not even use the metal stand that is for the barbecue. And I'm just thinking next to the Bloody Bridge, all that, high quality bespoke furniture has been ruined by disposable barbecues. So there's a cost implication for council as well. So the notice of motion hopes to address that also. Hopefully we'll save money in the long run. In some areas of council, we've a good opportunity to control it in the likes of our forest parks or our country parks, where we can monitor, we can challenge people, we can designate areas for people to use them. And we can have disposal facilities also for the disposable barbecue. I'm not sure if there's any in our forest parks at the minute. They're basically a metal container, a metal, heavy-duty metal bin that these are placed in. I know they have them in Gosford Forest Park. So people can dispose of the barbecue when they're finished. I think that's essential also. But I suppose the vast majority of people do use the disposable barbecues. They use them responsibly, but it's a small minority are damaging, this fun occasion for people. People coming down having a fun barbecue with their family, not doing anything wrong, but it's them, that minority, who is totally trashing the environment. And I think that's what the motion is aiming towards. It's obviously not to the responsible people who are using it. So we have three areas outstanding, that's your beauty, in our council perimeter. So it's important that we work with them stakeholders in all them areas. Produce management plans to deal with these areas outstanding, that's your beauty. So we have to be very conscious that we can't be allowing anything to damage that fragile environment. So I leave it there, Chair. I'm happy enough now with the officer's proposals.
Okay, thanks, Willie. Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you, Chair. Yep, absolutely support this 100%. I've been on this trail for a long time, many years, with these barbecues. But I would like to speak to points 2 and 3, if I may. The biggest myth which needs to be dispelled through a change in language is these are not disposable. They are not. They are one-time use barbecues. So we've got to get rid of that word disposable. There's also no need for the wheel to be reinvented here. I'll try not to repeat anything that Councillor Clark has said, but many councils and national parks throughout the UK have banned these one-time use barbecues on their land. Ireland's Council of Public Works heritage sites have also a complete ban on them. So we are really playing catch up here, especially with the recent geopark status. Although it shouldn't have to take a status to be conferred, as many of us have been campaigning on these things for years. So the safety and protection of people and the environment must be the lead considerations with any product. But this has never been the case with these one-time use barbecues. Personally, I would prefer a ban to ensure protection and preservation of the natural environment, but bans remain an uncomfortable option in many people's minds. So rather than calling for an outright ban, I'm calling to basic safety standards. We all know that these things can reach 400 degrees centigrade plus. Their flames and heat cannot be contained. They can cause extreme heat transfer into the surface. As Willie has already noted, most of the benches are burnt, melted. They cannot be easily moved or disposed of. Due to this, they cause horrific injuries, massive and significant environmental destruction, vast amounts of landfill waste, and councils could immediately, tomorrow, start to address this by checking all the picnic benches in the district to see if they have, indeed, a metal plate. So, construction safety standards will significantly reduce the risk and consequently the number of incidents of injury and destruction alongside reducing waste. So I would like, with your permission, to send council officers a range of graphics already prepared along three fundamentals when you go to purchase a barbecue. It's called legs, lid and lift. So it's an easy thing to remember in people's minds whenever they're purchasing a barbecue. Does it have legs? Does it have a lid? Does it have a lift? Now, all the graphics and information which are free to use have been created by a dad whose son ran across a one-time use barbecue on the beach and sustained third-degree burns on his feet and legs. And I'd also like to discuss at a future date if council officers will be linking in with any other stakeholders across the district on what plans they have for safe disposal of anyone still feeling the need to use a one-time use barbecue on the beach, because that's a particularly dangerous area. Fully support the motion. And thanks to Councillor Clark for bringing up.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. And first of all, I welcome the motion and the contributions so far that have been made by the previous speakers. And we've seen it firsthand, you know, with the fire in the Mourns and all there, but a year or two back. And I do share a lot of the concerns that have been raised. But I think myself that the recommendations that have been outlined in Section 3 of the paper that's dealing with this motion, I'm happy enough to support, and the SLP group and will be supporting this motion regarding disposable barbecues. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Sahana.
Thanks, Chairman. Now, we're happy enough to support this here as well, and I've listened to what Councillor Two said. Just to point out, Tanner, we have no responsibility for beaches, though, so we can't do much about that, other than put up some signage as we go to the beach. And these barbecues are like anything else. In the right hands, used responsibly, there's no harm in them, so there's not. It's just getting the silly people that have no responsibility and are just disregard these type of things and cause all the problems. So possibly, as you say, Councillor Truesdale, some signage would help. I don't know, Connor, have we any signage out at the moment there to make people aware of the risk? But I think most people are aware of the risk, and those who are disregarding it, it's going to be difficult to enforce anything on this. So I don't know, Connor, whatever you think there, but I'm happy enough, Wally. It's good motions, it is. I hope something can be done. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn. Okay, folks, that's it. Past the recommendations that you have before you. So we move on to next item, which is number 5, consumer trade shows, and Andy will take us through that.
Thanks, Chair. The report contains a list of tours and trade shows that the proposal is for council officers to attend to promote the district. These are in line with previous years when we've attended these trade shows. It's just a note, the budget includes one council officer to attend in partnership. This is normally with Tourism NI, Tourism Ireland, or local tourism businesses. Usually the space on these stands are quite tight, so we work with all the councils in that regard and other tourism partners. So approval is sought to send a member staff to these shows. Thanks, Chair.
Terry, you've proposed that and you want to make a comment?
Yes, I do indeed. Thanks very much. It'll be great, Chair. Just many thanks, Andrew, for presenting the paper. And I do welcome our participation at these events. And I'd spoken previously about councillor participation. I know whenever, a few years back at the RDS in Dublin, I actually manned the stall or stand at the RDS along with our staff who have done and still do a fantastic job, and I strongly believe that as members of this committee, that we also should be playing a vital role within our remit to promote and showcase our district where possible. And I just thought that's more or less what my feelings on the matter are. So thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Terry. And that's seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener. Do you want to make comment? No, thank you. We move on to item number six, is the Digital Transformation Flexible Fund. Andy as well.
Thanks, Chair. The report includes an update of progress on the DTFF programme and approvals required now for procurement and appointment of delivery agents to deliver the fund. Just a note, briefing sessions will be organised for councillors probably in the next month or so before the fund rolls out, just so members are aware and details can be provided to businesses in the district.
Proposed Councillor Savage, and a comment.
Yes, Chair. I'm very happy to propose this. I think that this is a very positive step forward for us. I think it's crucially important for the development of our economy as a district that all businesses, no matter how small, get access to bringing themselves into the digital world. You know, when you look at how the world is operating at the moment, when you look at the terms and conditions, the hybrid working that people are looking for, the fact that we have a beautiful area here and could potentially facilitate people being able to get that hybrid mix of working and coming to live here and maybe potentially bringing businesses here and bringing talent here, I think it's very important that our businesses, no matter how small, are tooled up for the 21st century and the digital age. And I think it's very important that we get that message out there very quickly. And I think it'll be very important for us to act as ambassadors in promoting that once we get this scheme up and running. And I welcome it, and I'm very happy to propose it, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor. I'll second what they're proposing. Thank you. And we move on to the next one. It's number seven. It's Dan Patrick Living High Street Framework.
Yeah, the report includes details of the new Living High Street Framework for Down Patrick, which will be launched next month. The proposal is council adopts the framework as the new regeneration plan for Downpatrick, the new master plan, I should say. So happy to take any questions.
Yeah, have we a proposer? Is he on the...
Yep.
Councillor Lee Surgener, and Philip, you're going to second it then. Okay. Councillor Galbraith, go ahead.
Yeah, happy to support this one ourselves. The framework seems to be a fantastic opportunity to avail of future funding streams. Seems to be like a fresh approach that'll hopefully continue to identify and address some of the needs within Downpatrick. And I just want to commend the work that's been completed to date by the High Street scheme. And I'm looking forward to the positive impact it's going to have on the local vicinity of Downpatrick.
Thank you. And we move on to item 8, which is the financial assistance.
The report sets out details of the council's financial assistance call 3, and recommendations included in the report are in line with the financial assistance procedures, namely approval is required for 2 awards under the FMA theme, and approval is required on the appeal panel recommendations.
So if we have a proposer and a seconder, councillors. Councillor Andrews. Councillor Bisey, you want to go ahead?
Thanks, Chairman. It seems we're being asked to approve the appeal panel's recommendations, but the recommendations aren't in the report. Should these not be presented to us, or how are we meant to approve recommendations when we don't know what the recommendations are?
Yes, Councillor, so the process is that when groups reach stage 2, if they haven't achieved a pass, then they get a debrief. If they then feel they want their scores reviewed and the process reviewed, then an independent panel of the original panel is formed, usually at a senior officer level. This is a normal process, and all the applications are reviewed that put in an appeal, usually that the decision wasn't reasonable. So on this occasion, we had received a number of appeal requests. As you can see in the report there, we recommended that there was 9 received, that 7 of them were upheld in terms of the original panel's decision was reasonable, and that 2 were reviewed and it was decided to review the scores. And on the basis of that review, then the panel are recommending that 4754 and 4626 are provided with funding with letters of offer. Now, as you can see there in the report, there is a pre-letter of offer condition with the PCSP one that needs to be fulfilled prior to full letter of offer being issued. That's quite normal within financial assistance for us to do that. And then the sports programme, as you can see there within the recommendation, it'll actually be scored and ranked. But it's to provide groups with assurance that the appeals panel have fully reviewed on the basis of their request.
Well, thanks for that. As the programmes unit is aware, I've raised a number of concerns with the appeals panel and what they consider to be reasonable. And so based on my own limited knowledge of certain appeals in my own DAA, I couldn't approve the recommendations of the appeals panel today. And I certainly couldn't approve recommendations that aren't included in a report for councillors to review. So I would propose bringing this report back to the committee with those, an outline at least of those recommendations.
Well, we have a proposer on the Satner. Councillor Andrews has proposed and Councillor Lee Surgener, I think, has seconded it.
Yeah.
No, so we just put it to a vote.
We comment, Chair, before we go to the vote.
Okay.
In relation to the applications that weren't successful, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, has lessons been learned, you know, and the likes of, you know, moving forward, are further workshops planned for potential applicants in the future, you know, to sort of to go through the whole processes and the ins and outs of our rules and regulations and how they can go about getting financial assistance. Thank you, but I'm happy to propose.
Yeah, we'll have to put it to a vote then. We have the proposal from Councillor. Well, first of all, you need a seconder, Councillor Bowsey. Glenn has seconded, so we put the, is everybody happy with show of hands? Or can we do that there with them? No, not with people at home, right? Roll call in.
Councillor Andrews?
Against.
Councillor Bowsey?
For.
Councillor Campbell?
Against.
Councillor Clark?
Against.
Councillor Galbraith?
Against.
Councillor Hanna?
For.
Councillor Cairns? Councillor King, apology. Councillor Lee Surgener?
Against.
Councillor S. Murphy? Councillor Quinn, apology. Councillor Ruan?
Against.
Councillor Savage?
Against.
Councillor Tinley, apology. Councillor Truesdale?
Against.
Two, four, against 10, and no abstentions.
Are we all in agreement with the proposal from Councillor Andrews?
Yep. Yeah, no. Not
Ian shaking his head, so we'll have to call a vote again on that there.
So, for or against?
So far, the first proposal or against?
Councillor Andrews?
Yes, and for, and also to deal with the points that are raised in the query. Thank you.
Councillor Bowsey?
Against. Councillors should be able to see recommendations.
Councillor Campbell?
For.
Councillor Clark?
For.
Councillor Galbraith?
For.
Councillor Hanna?
Against.
Councillor Cairns? Councillor King, apology. Councillor Lee Surgener?
For.
Councillor Murphy? Councillor Quinn, apology. Councillor Ruan?
And for.
Councillor Savage? Councillor Tinley, apology. Councillor Truesdale?
For.
Ten, four, two against, no abstentions.
proposal is carried.
Yep.
We then move on to item number 9, which is the Labour Market Partnership.
Thanks, Chair. Pinchel has previously approved the Labour Market Partnership Action Plan back in March. Since that time, DFC funding was paused briefly, but a letter of offer has now been received for delivery of the 23-24 Action Plan. So we're seeking approval for acceptance of the letter of offer and to appoint external delivery agents to go ahead and start delivering activities within this financial year.
Proposed Councillor Savage and seconded by Councillor Andrews and comment by Councillor Savage first.
Yes, Chair. Delighted that there's a welcome of a letter of offer has finally arrived in this, and you know I can understand the rationale with lack of government at the moment to proceed with some things, but this is critically important. This is joined up thinking in relation to how we create jobs in our district and how we create business, and it's very important that this initiative gets back off the ground again. It has been very successful in the past, and I'm delighted that it's now going forward again. I'm very happy to propose it, Chair.
Thanks, Chair Andrews.
Thanks, Chair. I'd like to second the motion. I know on previous occasions in the years I've been in council, I've spoke about a sort of a joined up approach with the council and with the other agencies and getting people, getting them a job and getting them back out to work again. And as I say, I welcome the papers on the agenda, and it's good to hear that we got the letter of offer. It was very welcomed, and I'm happy to second that we accept the recommendations in section 3 of the paper to go ahead. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Everybody else in agreement? And let's move on to item number 10, which is the museum accreditation.
Thanks, Chair. Approvals required for the Council's museum accreditation policies and plans running from 2023 to 26. There's quite a bit of detail in the report. This is following on from an information session held for councillors a couple of weeks ago. So happy to take any questions, Chair.
Proposal from, is that there? Councillor Lee Surgener, and we have a seconder from Valodin now. Who was in first? Councillor Galbraith?
Yep.
Okay, so he's the seconder. Nobody's indicated to make comments, so we're all happy to move on then. Yep. Okay, we move on to item number 11, is DIRA funding for AONBs and MPAs.
Yes, Chair, the Council has received a letter of offer from DIRA for funding for the AONBs and marine protected areas. That's within council management, so we're seeking approval to accept that letter of offer, and council's match is profiled within this year's budgets.
Proposed by Councillor Andrews. Have we a seconder? I'll second that then.
Yep.
Or somebody come in there, did they? Councillor Campbell come in and second that. Okay, nobody wants to make comment. We move on to item number 12, which is the Peace Plus Programme Action Plan.
Chair, approval sought to progress the Council's action plan as developed and approved by the Peace Plus Partnership. So we're seeking approval to submit the plan to the SEUPB.
That's proposed by Philip. Anybody to second it? Seconded by Councillor Savage. And nobody's indicated to make comments, so we'll take that as read then. Move on.
Chair, just a in regards to the outworkings of the plan and about engagement with elected reps, you know, information sessions, basically, when will they take place?
Just you here, Mike. Mm-hmm. At this stage, the plan is that it will be submitted at the end of September. The time frame provided by SUPB is that we should be in a position to have a letter of offer by March of next year. That's why we're keen to get it in on this closing date. In the interim period, what we plan to do is an extensive level of mapping and engagement throughout the community, including with elected members, to drill down into the detail of what was already consulted and co-designed with the community in the phase from Christmas up to, you know, the action plan being developed. So it's at that stage, probably from October through to March, that we'll be doing extensive mapping and engagement.
Okay, Okay, we move on to item 13 then. Items 13 to 21 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. Could I have a proposal and a second to go into closed session? Councillor Andrews, have we a seconder? Councillor Wisey, thank you.
Chair, if you just want to go ahead, there's one press back on.
Thank you. Yeah. During closed session, the following were approved. Additional campsite security, item 13, on the proposal of Councillor Truesdale, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgeon. It was agreed to approve additional expenditure to continue with security provision at council campsites in 23, as set out in the report. Item 14, AOMB service level agreements, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Ilan, it was agreed to approve funding letters of offer for the delivery of a series of projects as set out in this report. Item 15, cross-border M1 access business improvement, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Savage, it was agreed to approve a service level agreement with Wynn EU, Newry and Moran Enterprise Agency to deliver a cross-border M1 access business improvement programme. Item 16, National Trust SLA extension, Murlick Beach, on the proposal of Councillor Lee Surgeoner, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to approve an additional budget for the service level agreement with National Trust for Murlick Beach in the 23-24 financial year, as detailed in the report. Item 17, Newry Chamber Music service level agreement, on the proposal of Councillor Campbell, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to provide support via service level agreement between Council and Newry Chamber Music for the delivery of an arts and community outreach programme in the 23-24 season. Item 18, St Patrick's Day Community Parade, Newry, on the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Ron, to appoint a supplier via a tender process to design and deliver artistic contact and community participation programmes for the St Patrick's Day Parade in Newry over the next 3 years. Item 19, Horn Point Front Shore Public Realm Scheme, on the proposal of Councillor Ilan, seconded by Councillor Savage, it was agreed to approve the updated business case to deliver the Horn Point Front Shore Car Park Scheme, to approve to re-engage consultants via existing frameworks to progress the project design and to progress contractor procurement and appointment for service delivery. And then the last four items are for noting only, and can I just get a proposal and a seconder for them? Councillor Clark and Councillor Savage. And thank you, everyone. It's the meeting over.